Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DTS. Tony, you're probably thinking the same thing I am. I feel legitimately bad.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Dennis DeYoung on the show, and I was in my, I think I'm a shock jock phase, and Dennis was very gentle, and his wife was quite aggressive, and he has a light sensitivity, and I just bent him over. It was hilarious. It was so funny. I was doing my impression of Dennis, and I was doing my impression of his wife, which was sort of like Ed Asner, and it was hilarious. It almost, maybe it is on the best of, and then
I don't think it is, but
it's fine.
Man, it could be.
It's fine, fine, fine. But then I just think to myself, he gave me "Come Sail Away," and he has a light sensitivity, and he's a gentle man, and I just jumped on him. I'm just like, wow, your wife's kind of managed. Let me just go off on everyone really bad for an hour.
She was
Dave.
She was a comedy skit. I mean,
oh, they were together. They were definitely a thing. And
how
it's
long?
What
that,
we do? But
that
still.
Did not. Was that? I don't think the shock jock era was more than a year or two at
yeah,
the tops.
Probably. Yeah.
But there was some moments.
Oh, yes, there were.
Wait, so he was in the studio and you turned up the lights? Is that what you mean? And then you were mean to her?
No, we had to turn the lights almost off because he has a light sensitivity.
In this studio? No.
No, yeah, back at Emma's in like 2002.
We would never have the studio be dark.
And Dennis was just very gentle.
Aww.
And she was not. She was like this. And
oh, is this the chocolate lady?
Kind of, yeah. There are a couple chocolate ladies,
accent.
But yeah, yeah.
That accent.
So many chocolate ladies.
But she was very like,
chocolate.
Turn the lights down. He's like a newborn chicken. He can't have any lights. He has no eyelids. It goes through to his retinas. He's blind. And it was almost that bad. And,
oh.
And they had
Dennis
been,
can't perform.
They weren't even in the limo. They weren't even, they hadn't even peed and gotten in the limo. And I'm like, you got to be careful with Dennis. He's a genius and he's a chicken.
Dennis is God's gift to music.
He wrote everything, every note.
If anything happens to him and he's unable to perform, the country will fall into a deep depression.
Was she in the interview? I mean, did the listeners get to hear her?
Oh, yeah. She was right next to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's five times his size.
She's like, I'll answer that.
Yeah, he was like a marionette on her knee.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah. But like, he could not have been nicer. He could not have been...
Were they married a long time, or was she like a new wife?
No, I think they've been married quite a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
They came back on the show. Years later, so
did they?
I mean, yeah, remember it was over the phone.
Yeah,
but it was
he's flipping Dave off the whole time.
Yeah. I had to call, and they have like a weird Google number thing set up where you can't get through to them. They have to you have to leave a number, and they call you back like a prison or something. And she called. She was the one that
probably
called
because
back.
Their phone has a little light on it that comes on, and Dennis just has to run for a closet.
And so she was the one that called the number back. And was like,
it would be like if you were to say, like, what was the inspiration to writing Light Up? Before he could answer, it would be, God came to Dennis one night in a dream.
Yeah.
And handed him the lyrics.
The events of Mr. Roboto really happened to him.
Straight from Jesus.
Yeah. It was.
You're just talking about the lovely Suzanne Fauzi, who they've been married since 1970.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. She's earned it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the next week, you're calling the She bangs guy at his house and making fun of his
William
mom.
Hung.
Feel terrible
Hung.
For Bill. It's
yeah,
awful.
That's mean.
You called Bill at his house?
Yeah.
Did he know you
were
calling?
We were supposed to.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We didn't find his number on the sidewalk.
That's what I thought you like prank called him at his house. I was like, oh, Bill.
Is this William Hung? No, it's not. Okay. Fine.
Next number.
Is this William Hung? No, it's Pizza. Oh, okay.
Next number, Tom.
No, I called and I was just like being Dick Dave and I go, and I could hear his dad in the background going like, just hang up. Just, is he being
mean?
He
was being so sweet. He was like, so nice.
I'm just so thankful for my newfound fame and I can support my family. I'm like, yeah, anyway. And Lou Fregno threatened to kick my ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really thought he might.
I think he was...
I gotta tell you something, though.
Fought the Hulk?
I haven't been in a fist fight since junior high, but I would fist fight Lou Ferrigno just to lose because who gets to get beat up by Lou Ferrigno?
You gotta fight the Hulk.
Got to.
If the Hulk wants to fight you, you can't pass that opportunity up.
I don't even think I think getting beat up is a better story than if you were to somehow win the fight. Getting beat up by the Hulk is...
I don't see the other one. I don't see me beating up.
No one believes that you won.
Right. Can you imagine getting a lucky punch and you one punch Lou Ferrigno, but no one's there? No one... Yeah. No one believes that.
Yeah, if you punch a Lou Ferrigno in the woods.
He wakes up like, no one will believe this. He is still getting... he's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, stop right there.
Yes.
You started to tell a story that you obviously didn't know anything about because you said he's alive, right?
It was like 4 years ago that I saw him, but he's big as a house. Like,
yeah, it seems like he came to Emmis quite a bit.
Yeah.
We were on their stops.
And I was worried every time. For real.
But for some reason, I thought he might have passed in the last few years.
Only 68.
No, he's still kicking.
Only 68.
Must be thinking of Andre the Giant.
There's a scene in Pumping Iron. Which I was so into bodybuilding. It was like my I Ching. And there's a scene where he's just taking handfuls of steroids, Lou Ferrigno. Mm. And he's very young. He lives with his mom and dad and just like...
Dave, I thought of you. I was down a YouTube rabbit hole the other day. And before I knew it, the thing that was playing on my screen was like the 1987 like aerobics competition where everybody was all ripped and like wearing their leotards and like it was teams of people, like teams of blonde women and very buff men, and they would like dance like in time. It'd be like, I'm from South Carolina, this crew, and they'd like do all these poses, and it was really dorky, but I suppose it was cool at the time. And then
I'm waiting to see the connection.
I wonder if this was one of the things Dave wanted to do when he was a bodybuilder.
Rage.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Join a bodybuilding dance club?
No, it wasn't that. It was like a national competition.
I wasn't prancercising.
It wasn't that.
No, I know what she's talking about, though. That was a big thing. I mean, I get the impression it was a big thing.
I was the opposite. I was going to the SIU gym wearing combat boots and flannel and making fun of the pencil necks that couldn't bench 315, and I was that guy. I mean, not like every day in a jerk way. It was just that was my attitude.
I believe flannel is the classic workout attire, yes.
That's what...
it is in 1984 when you're a jerk.
That video was the Taylor Swift meme, remember? Those videos for...
Shake It Off?
Shake It Off, that's it, exactly.
Really? I don't remember that. I didn't know, Dave, I'm sorry that, you know, you're insulted by this, but I just didn't know. I didn't know if this was the wheelhouse.
I can't even see it, and I'm insulted.
I don't know.
You'd know it if you saw it. You'd recognize it.
You thought it might be like...
Pink backgrounds.
I didn't think this is what you were doing, but I didn't know if it was like, you know, this was the ultimate goal.
Pastel colors,
the ultimate
big
goal
smiles,
was
you know
like,
how to dance.
Like Mr. Olympia. Not that I was going to be in Mr. Olympia, just those kinds of contests.
Did they dance?
The Arnold Classic.
Straight up bodybuilding. And
man, watching this, like, these people think they're killing it. And I'm sure for 1987, whenever it was, they were. You got to wonder, like, what are the TikTok kids and all the youngins, Gen Z, doing today that in 30 years we'll all just be cringing at so hard. Like, oh my gosh.
I think everything. People?
Probably all TikTok videos ever. Yes, you're right.
I have a history. I guess most people who have tried, I put myself in that group, have a history, which I certainly do, of getting really into something and thinking, I'm going to do this. And then meeting people who really do it. Like, I was going to do the Mr. Missouri contest, and I looked amazing for me, but I didn't know what they were going to look like. And I decided at the last minute, I dieted, I did the whole thing. I was, I don't know, 5% body fat or something, and, you know, looked good for me. And I decided not to do the contest, but I went. Oh my God, thank you for not letting me get in that contest. Because everyone was enormous. Like, they were, I just looked like a guy that worked out. Mm. And they were bodybuilders. And it would have been humiliating to get up there on stage and everyone go like, is this a Gallagher routine? Like, what's...
This guy's going to pull a truck with his teeth? I don't think so.
So, yeah, it was just one more example of things I really, really thought.
Hey, buddy, aerobic competition's that-a-way.
Like, when I was little and thought that I could return every Monday Night Football kickoff back for a touchdown, mm-hmm. when I was, like, six, I'm like, why did they get tackled? Mm-hmm. Just one thing after another like that. And then you meet the people that do it, you're like, got it. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I have just gone down a Lou Ferrigno rabbit hole. And his wife, before she was his wife, has a story of being attacked by Bill Cosby.
Wow.
Whoa.
Can you imagine? She said that she was a Playboy bunny of 1966 or something, and Camille was at the house, so they went to Bill Cosby. She, a date, Bill and his wife, and then magically Camille disappeared, and so did the other person. It was she and Bill playing pool, and he went for her.
Oh, it was, that's her?
Yes.
I know the pool story.
Yes.
Do you? Mm-hmm. That's Lou Ferrigno's wife?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
It all comes full circle.
Cosby better stay in prison. Wow. Now, if Cosby could do that to Lou Ferrigno's wife and not get his butt kicked, what did you do to upset him so much?
Yeah.
Well, they weren't married yet.
Yeah. How did you make him so mad?
I don't even remember. I had a sore mouth back then. Mm-hmm. Sue, do you remember Prancer size?
I remember more videos seeing it than actually. I don't think I ever witnessed it. I think later I saw those. Do you remember it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember it being a thing and thinking how stupid it was.
I was doing the Jane Fonda workout.
That's not a shock.
Yes. It was a cassette.
Yeah.
That, and we had the book that went with it.
Yeah. That sounds on brand.
What
I'm
does
wearing
that mean?
I'm wearing combat boots, and everyone in the audience knows what that means. Everyone in the audience can picture me cockily walking through the SIU gym wearing flannel, and everyone can picture you
working out with
Jane
my mother
Fonda.
In the basement.
Yes,
yes,
exactly.
That's what it was.
What if I lost a ton of weight doing the Jane Fonda? Listen, Jane Fonda workouts from
that
the,
stuff is no joke.
If anyone's a Prancer size guy, it's Andrew.
Dude, you.
Oh, yeah. True.
I'm basically that now.
Can someone pull up Prancer size?
Oh my goodness, it's right here.
Can you take a look at it?
Oh, Andrew, yes.
I mean, I don't need to. Yeah, I mean, come on. That's basically what I do.
He could go faster than that.
That's you.
A little slow, doesn't it?
It's what I do before the show starts.
That'd be great. You should, like, get in great shape using 1970s tech.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Technology. Get a Thighmaster.
Worked for them.
Yeah. They did it.
They did it.
Thighmaster.
I love it.
Did those even work?
I don't know. Suzanne Summers said they did, Rachel. What more do we need?
Man, I racked my balls once with one of those. My sister had one, and I was being stupid. I was probably 14, and I'm like, you know, doing the, and then you just, I mean, the thing is spring-loaded.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, those things will snap. I'm picturing that I don't lose any weight, but my thighs just get like enormous.
Just enormous. It's completely cut, giant legs. I haven't used my Jawser size in a while.
I didn't want to say anything. But...
Yeah, am I starting to jowl out a little bit?
Just a skosh.
Can you tell I'm letting my beard grow?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you? Okay.
Yeah, it's fuzzy over on the sides here.
That's what beards do.
It's nice.
Do you think the rest of the guys in Styx were into this?
I think they famously were not, right?
Really?
Isn't that kind of the story?
Hmm.
That Dennis kind of
was separator.
Like, we're going to do the rock opera kind of thing.
It'll separate you.
Oof. I know that there are, it's pretty funny to go and watch live Dennis D. Young performances from like state fairs like in the mid-2000s. And when he's playing this song and he walks to the side of the stage and he grabs the mask, the robot mask, and holds it up.
Oh, dear.
And the crowd goes crazy. Like, yeah, the Kilroy mask.
This Friday is our 20th Halloween show, and because of COVID, we are literally not allowed to go anywhere and do anything, so we thought it would be perfect with the 20th reunion anniversary to do a retrospective, and so Rach and Andrew have been working hard on that, and we're going to highlight several years, and we're taking your suggestions and incorporating them. You can tweet us and let us know what you'd like to know more about, and it's all brought to you by Slurp, which is Jell-O shots. I don't know if they're the first, but it's genius to have a Jell-O shot in a container made with 6 times distilled premium vodka. They come in blue raspberry, watermelon, strawberry, mango, and peach. Available at Schnucks, Deerberg's, Dirt Cheap, Mobile on the Run. We've all had them. Mm-hmm. They're Jell-O shots. They're great.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
And you don't have to make them yourself.
You don't have to make them.
I think that's the best part is they come prepackaged and super easy.
67 million people have already voted.
Crazy.
Let that sink in.
Wow.
Almost half.
It really does feel like everybody has already voted.
Because I said to the guys, they're showing a picture on the television of lines, and I said, is there any line too big that you would not vote? And everyone said no. And then we started talking about maybe the lines won't be that big at all because half the people have voted, and, you know, so we'll see.
I told you my brother did drive-up voting in Texas. They have all different kinds in all different states, it seems like to me. They pulled up into like a little mini tent and brought out the entire machine.
Yeah.
Like a giant laptop and said, here you go. And that was 2 weeks ago.
Our own Rachel Zimmerman was on KMOX this morning with Amy Markscores and the Charlie Brennan Show. I listened. Nice job. And I really liked the point you made. And I don't remember exactly what it was in response to, but please make it again here for our audience. When Amy asked something about this, and you were talking about like...
Oh, yeah. So Amy had brought up this Vox article that was all about college kids or younger people who didn't vote in the last election or want to vote in this election, but it's basically too hard for them. And all of these hardships, like I go to school in one state, but I'd have to vote in another, or I assumed I was registered to vote here and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I said, I get what they're saying. I can empathize with it because I was in my early 20s once too. But I think it really comes down to you've got a busy social life. You've got other stuff going on. It's really not that important to you to get out and vote. I wish you would just admit that than talking about all these like ways where it was just too hard for you to do it. And I brought up the point that I think that if instead of casting a ballot on November 3rd or in the many, many weeks prior to it that we've been allowed to vote, it was a matter of getting that $1,200 stimulus check that we got back in the spring. A lot of the people making excuses for not casting their vote would find a way to make it happen.
100%. 100%. I mean, all of this stuff we do about voter registration and IDs, and it's just too hard for people to get IDs. If you had a $1,000 check waiting for you, you just had to get an ID to get it, they'd have it the next day.
Yeah, it's one of the ID thing makes me insane because I think it costs, in Illinois, I think it costs $10 to get a state ID. So you have 4 years before the next presidential election to come up with $10 and get a ride down to the DMV or wherever you need to go. I have faith that most adults can make that happen. And if you can't, then that's a larger problem. But this whole, like, it's too hard. People can't do it. I don't know. I expect more from adults than that.
And the Supreme Court just held that Wisconsin cannot accept ballots, mail-in ballots that come in days after the election day.
Of course not.
And Kagan dissented, Justice Kagan, and said, basically, this is terrible because COVID and you're putting people in danger, which I would agree with if we found out about COVID October 1st. If we were all still reeling and like, what is it? And but it's been almost a year. I think that the people, like Rachel said, people who care have figured out a way to vote.
And I don't know this. I don't know the specific rules in Wisconsin, but you, there's no reason to wait to the last day to, if you are doing a mail-in vote or an absentee ballot, there's no reason to wait to the last day where your ballot could possibly be 2 or 3 or 4 days late. Because you can vote now.
You know, if you send it at 8 p.m. on election night, it's not going to get there on election night.
Right. But you could
do your part.
Just do it ahead of time.
God, do your part. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Right?
We're like a bunch of babies that need their diaper change. We're constantly worried about babies.
Yeah.
Whether it's this group of babies or that group of babies, for the love of God, take care of yourself. Look, you don't have to vote. There's no mandatory vote, but stop whining about it.
Right.
You've had a really long time to figure this out.
Yeah, why is it unreasonable?
And it's with everything. I'm so sick of it. I know that there are victims. Everyone in their life, at one point or another, I believe, is a legit victim. And most people in their life are legit villains. I certainly have been both. But I'm so sick of when I was growing up, being self-sufficient and being able to take care of yourself, that's what was prized. And now it seems like it's flipped.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's if you're one of those people, you're just part of the problem. But if you're some sort of a victim, if there's some way to find some hook where it's not your fault, that seems to be what people prize you for and praise you for.
Or if something's difficult, the effort should just go towards making it easy.
Yes, thank you.
But a lot of things in life,
rather than you trying harder.
Right.
But a lot of things in life worth doing are not easy. And I think voting should be easy. And I think voting is
easy. It is easy.
Especially when every time you log on to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, they're saying, did you get your absentee ballot? You can click right here and get it done right now.
You almost
That's
have
been
to
happening
try
for months.
Not to vote.
Yeah, it's already easy.
Yep.
And it is not ridiculous to ask people to follow a couple basic, simple guidelines in order to properly vote.
Right.
We don't have to knock down every single thing. I mean, what are we going to go door to door? So nobody even has to leave their living room? I mean,
no.
A couple of basic, simple guidelines for everybody to follow in order to cast your vote. I don't understand the controversy.
It wasn't that long ago. Like, my grandparents, for sure, and to some extent my parents, where, hey, did you hear Jack Glover got laid off? Oh, that's terrible. Well, see if we can help him out in some way. But that was it. Like, you go get another job. You go get two jobs paying half what your other job did. It wasn't, no one said, like, how can we change society So it was just about you had to make it.
Right.
If you were a farmer and your crops didn't come in, you don't eat. There wasn't any like, well, you're fine because we have all these subsidies and you're going to be great. And I remember my cousins, when I was a kid, they were paid under the Carter administration not to grow crops. They got fairly wealthy by not growing crops. Like, we'll pay you to not plant your crops. I remember even as a kid, like, this makes no damn sense at all.
Uh-uh.
And now it feels like that's kind of the society we're in overall. Tell me if you think I'm just ranting about nothing, but it just seems like the more responsible you are, the more marginalized you are, like, yeah, whatever, you go over there. We're over here not growing crops. And we want money for not growing these crops.
Right, and we want
whatever
that money.
Your crop happens to be.
You can pay us, other taxpayers, for doing this.
Or then you have the giant corporations who also don't seem to receive any actual
100%.
Consequences. It's the people in the middle who
have
to pick up all the slack.
Yes.
All these bailouts and stuff and all these loans, small business loans going to businesses that do not seem very small to
yes.
me. And they took them with open arms, and there's no attempt to get that money back. There's a problem with that, too.
100%. Dr. Tiffany Osborne said she wouldn't be on the show again unless this was her intro music. I think she's going to do the yell here
it's
in a second.
Pick. It's a good pick.
Here she goes. Here it comes. Wait for it. She's going to do it. Hey! That was good. Hello, Doc.
Hey there. How are you? And thank you for having me. By the way, I think you guys hit a milestone from the last time I spoke with you. Happy after 20-year anniversary.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we had a good time, 20 years. How long have you been a doc now?
20 years.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at what we've both accomplished.
Yeah, equal accomplishment.
Yes, I would say we're on par.
We're on par, yes. You know. It's
probably saved the like same mine. Amount of lives. Okay,
right.
I'm going to start things out with a very unfair question, but you're always great about this because once again, I'm confused because I watch television and if I watch MSNBC and CNN, COVID is the worst it's been. We're setting records every day and it's just getting worse. And if I watch Fox News, we're turning the corner and it's great and nothing to worry about here. Which is closer to the truth? I'm sure that the truth is somewhere in the middle, but which is closer?
Well, how about if I just give you the numbers and then we can let that speak for itself. So I'm a numbers person and I want to know the data, and that's kind of where I come from. Mm-hmm. So on a national standpoint, we are getting around 67,000 or so new cases a day. And the U.S. has got about 9 million cases so far and around 230,000 people who have died, which is about 2.5% of the total who get sick who don't make it out of the hospital. Now, for our area, for St. Louis, a lot has changed since the last time we spoke. So when we talked the last time...
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Our 7-day rolling average was around 400 new cases a day. We're between 700 and 750 cases a day. Hmm. And so for our county, that's 30,000 cases and around 3% deaths. But for Missouri, it's 178,000 cases and around 2,900 people who have unfortunately died.
And Doc, what would your best educated guess be for why we've seen that almost doubling of the numbers here locally?
I think that it's probably a combination of a lot of things. Number one, I think that we've gotten a little bit lax. You know, there was a period where everybody was really focused on trying to do what they needed to do to prevent spread. And I think we all got tired of it. I think another thing is it's starting to get colder. So a lot of people are more indoors, which means that that's more likely for spread. We've also started going back to school, whether it's been to college or it's been, in a lot of our high schools and, secondary schools reopened up. I don't know if that's part of this as well, but we are definitely seeing an increase. And I will tell you that the hospitals in St. Louis are running 90% capacity or more. So what that means is, let me just put it to you like this. When I go into my own hospital, it is not unusual right now to have 20 or 30 people in the emergency department waiting to get a hospital bed for anywhere between 6 and 30 hours. So you may need a bed, you may not get it. And that's a combination of all the other patients that we're seeing, but also because we're getting more and more COVID patients.
And I don't want to just scare people here. Obviously, we want to be accurate, but even if we had never heard COVID, it's cold and flu season. And I know, and I've not been sick yet since COVID at all, but the first cough I get, I'm just going to know it's COVID. How can we kind of help people as we go into this season of illness to kind of navigate it?
Well, the first thing is please make sure you get your flu shot. That is very important. Prevent what you can prevent. And then, the second thing is I think a lot of people may have some misconceptions about wearing a mask. They may think that it only protects the person who's wearing it, which is not true. It actually protects the person who's wearing it and the person who, others, I guess, is a way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I'm saying this wrong. People think they wear a mask to protect others. You're really protecting yourself as well as others. I guess that's a better way to say it.
Yeah, let's really drill down on that, Doc, because we get calls every day. Yesterday we had an especially salty one from someone who claimed to work at a hospital saying that she worked with COVID patients and that nothing helps at all if it's not an N95. And that she said it's not a big effing deal. She actually said it on the air, which I thought was kind of offensive since people dying is a big effing deal. But we hear so much, especially on this station, about not just I don't want to be made to wear a mask, but masks either one don't work or they actually harm you in some way.
Okay, so those are really great points. So thank you for bringing that up. And I'm hearing that as well. So do masks work? Yes, masks work. Do they all work the same? No, they don't all work the same. So is any mask better than no mask? Yes. Are there masks that are better than others? Yes. So the whole reason that the word N95, the whole reason that that mask has that name is because it filters 95% of the particles, right? So there's a spectrum of masks. So they definitely work. Now, masks work because, one, of the material, and two, because of how you wear them. So if you have an N95 mask, but it's too big and you're wearing it below your nose so that you can breathe better or talk better or whatever, that's not going to be helpful. So it's a good mask and it's a good seal. And it's the two of those together. It doesn't have to be an N95 mask. An N95 mask filters out more particles.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you've got a good mask with a good seal, it may filter out 50% or 70% of particles. And the other piece of that is it's not just the fact of you wearing a mask, but the other person wearing a mask, because if it filters half of the particles that you're breathing, it's also filtering half of the particles the other person is breathing. So that lowers everything.
Doc, we saw.
I sent you actually a video to help. I sent you a video
mm-hmm.
that might be helpful for people who are trying to sort that out.
Okay, we'll post that. Question: how much better is it to get sick with COVID today than it was, say, in March or April? How much better are we prepared for it?
So. I mean, again, the best way to treat it is to never get it. But if you've got it, it's better to have it now than before. But that doesn't mean that it's good to have it now, to make sense.
Yeah.
So we know how to treat it better. We know things that we can do to help support you. But to be honest with you, there's only one treatment that we've found that helps, and that treatment is the dexamethasone that you and I spoke about before. Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes to reducing mortality, there's only one thing that's really been proven so far to truly reduce mortality, and that's been the dexamethasone. But you can only use it in certain patient populations. You had to have already gotten pretty sick mm-hmm. to be able to qualify for it.
Gotcha. So if your life is not threatened, then you're not going to be getting that drug, and you're just going to be treating it as if it were like a common illness.
Right. We would be doing what we call supportive care. If we don't have things that can make the disease itself better, then we try to treat the symptoms as best we can to get you through it.
Makes sense. That's Dr. Tiffany Osborne from Washington University. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you. So great to talk with you, and thanks for having me.
You bet. Talk to you again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.